Okay, we're going to continue talking about our lessons here about creation versus evolution. Some people have kind of suggested maybe we do something else tonight so we don't have a lot of people. But some of what we're going to talk about tonight we've already talked about before. And next week we'll kind of review and hopefully get everybody caught up. Hopefully the worst of the winter is over with, I hope. In this particular lesson so far, we've talked about science and the age of the earth. Our lesson before that, we talked about Bible and the age of the earth. We looked at the Bible to see if it can kind of give us an idea of how old the earth is. Of course, evolutionists say it's billions of years old. But the Bible tells us it's approximately about 6,000 years old. Big difference. So now we're looking at the science side of it. We've noticed that by population statistics, they can kind of come pretty close about what a population should be over a period of time. And if man's been on Earth supposedly for 2 or 3 million years, there would be so many bodies everywhere that it couldn't even contain or be contained in the universe. But if we look at it from the perspective of about 6,000 years, it's pretty close to what we have now. We also looked at the magnetic field of the Earth. The magnetic field is what protects us from the solar wind, cosmic radiation, and different things out in space. But the magnetic field is decreasing, it's decaying. And it's decaying at a rate that it probably won't last for another 2,000 years. So if we reverse that and go backwards, there comes a time when the Earth could not hold together because the magnetic field would be too strong. And one of the scientists says that it couldn't be more than about 10,000 years. So that kind of puts us in that realm of 6,000 years. Also, we talked about polystrate fossils. Those are the fossils that go through several layers of rock. I know the evolutionists tell us that each layer you see out there on the highway took millions of years to form. Well, if that's the case, then something like a tree going through several layers, kind of hard to explain because that tree is going to rot before it gets covered up with all that dirt and rock. But if we look at the Bible and look at the flood, we can see that happening pretty easily. In our next lesson, we're going to be talking a little bit more about that. And then we notice the oil and gas pressure. We've all seen the movies. We saw the Iraq move into Kuwait and blew up those oil wells. And their flames or torches when it's being lit are on fire. If it's just the oil coming out, it's a geyser. Well, it's under a lot of pressure. Well, if the earth is millions or billions of years old, that pressure should have subsided. We shouldn't be under that much pressure. But if the earth is only about 6,000 years old, and then we'll also talk about more about this in the flood of Noah, we can see that it's not really very old, or can't be very old. Then we also notice that there's hydrogen in the universe. Hydrogen is the most prevalent chemical substance in the universe. And the reason that's important is because hydrogen is constantly being converted into helium. It's a one-way process. Nothing creates hydrogen. Hydrogen is there. But the Earth is billions of years old, why would there be so much hydrogen? It should have already been converted into helium. But if the Earth is young, we should have lots of hydrogen. So those are some of the things that we've looked at, showing from a scientific point of view that the Earth is relatively young. It doesn't really give us a date or an exact time, but relatively speaking, it's a few thousand years old as opposed to millions or billions of years. The next thing we want to look at is the doctrine of apparent age. We've talked about this before. We've brought it up in some of our other lessons. Someone may say that the earth is young, but the earth looks old. Well, we could have a couple of responses to that. One is, old compared to what? What are we comparing it to? And then what would a young earth look like? You know, we really don't know. We just know we've got the earth and we know what's here right now. And the second thing we can bring up is that it should not be a surprise if certain dating methods in science appear to support the idea of an ancient earth. Again, we've talked about this. We should not be surprised for several reasons. The answer lies in what's called the doctrine of apparent age. In other words, when we look at the earth, it does look old. We think of it as a lot of things have happened, but we're not for sure how long that has been. This concept states that when God made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them, from Exodus chapter 20, verse 11, they were made perfect, complete, full grown, and ready for habitation by mankind, along with the different types of plant and animal life. When God created everything, he created it mature, full grown. He didn't plant the oak tree and wait until it became a full grown tree. He didn't plant the little seedling for the redwoods out in California and wait till they got to be as big as they are. They were that big when God created them. The age-old question is, which came first, the chicken or the egg? Of course, we know that answer. The chicken. God didn't create the egg and then allow it to grow and become a chicken. He created the chicken, full grown, ready to reproduce. So rather than creating an acorn and letting it grow into a tree, God created a mature, mighty oak tree ready to produce acorns. Rather than creating Adam and Eve as infants or young children, God created them as full-grown adults ready to reproduce. So the whole earth was mature, full-grown, ready to be used by Adam and Eve. So how old were Adam and Eve 2 minutes after they were created?
2 minutes old.
2 minutes old, yeah. How old were the plants and animals 2 minutes after they were created? Same answer. They were 2 minutes old. But what we're getting at, how old did the people, plants, and animals who were only 2 minutes old look like? And that's what we don't really know. All we know is they were much older and mature. So if you could go back in time and look when God was creating everything, at the end of day 6, when everything was perfect, as he said, complete. Just by looking at God's creation, you would probably say it was older than 6 days. Adam and Eve looked older than 6 days old. Their redwood trees, as big as they are, would definitely look older than 6 days. So we really can't use the idea and the dating methods that scientists use by looking at the age of the earth. Most of them say that the carbon dating is only good for a few thousand years. And probably that reason is because the earth is only a few thousand years old. But they want to go back for millions and billions of years. They're making a lot of assumptions, for one. And again, we don't know. They look at the radiocarbon dating. We're not sure how much radioactivity was in place when God created the earth. We have no idea. I do believe that if they had their radiocarbon dating on day 6, it would have showed the earth probably maybe 1 million years old. Who knows? Because God created everything mature, ready, complete. Everything looked a lot older than what it was. It's important for us to realize that the initial creation has two ages. The first age is the literal age, as we just mentioned. How old were Adam and Eve when they were 2 minutes old? 2 minutes old. But the question that we ask, and we really don't know the answer to, is the apparent age. How old did they really look like on day 6? We don't know. Again, we know Adam and Eve were old enough to reproduce. We looked at some of the lineage. We know that Adam was 130 when he had Seth. We're not sure how old he was when he had Cain and Abel. So at least they probably looked like they were, well, they could have been 60, 70 years old and still look like they were 30. We really don't know. The redwood trees, like I mentioned, I bet you some of them, if, like I said, if you'd cut them down, they probably showed the rings as being several hundred years old after the first week of creation. So as far as dating, trying to figure out how old the earth is from those scientific means isn't really trustworthy. The earth and everything in it may have literally just been 1 day old, 2 days old, 3 days old, and so on. But look, when looking at them, they appear to be much, much older. The biblical record provides us with additional information concerning the accuracy of the doctrine of apparent age. What we're talking about here is found in Genesis chapter 1, verse 14. God told Moses that the heavenly bodies, sun, moon, stars, were for signs and for seasons, for days and for years. And in order for them to be useful to man, going back to Adam and Eve, for the purpose of signs, seasons, days, and years, these heavenly bodies must have been visible to mankind from the very beginning of creation. Again, we've talked about that. The rotation of the earth around its axis is a day. Revolution around the sun, 1 year. The seasons, of course, spring, fall, winter, and summer, and the signs. We don't use it too much anymore, but people since Adam and Eve up until maybe 100 or so years ago, used the stars. That was their guide. They could use the sun during the day, east, west, but at night, they had to know their constellations. They had to know certain stars. And it's just amazing. That's one of the things that amazes me about some of these, what we call ancient civilizations, the Mayans, the Aztecs, the Indians, and so on. They built structures based upon the beginning of summer or beginning of winter. On a certain day, the beginning of summer, the light would come in a certain direction and hit an object in a building. Or the winter solstice, same thing. They knew astronomy. They read it, they studied it. Most of us, we just see stars. But they were signs for people for thousands of years. When Adam and Eve looked up into the night sky, it was not totally dark, because when God created the heavenly bodies, he made their light already visible from earth. This is one of the arguments that scientists use about the earth being very old, is starlight. There was a specific purpose behind God's mature creation. It had to be ready and fully functional so Adam and Eve could use it to its fullest potential from the very beginning. In Psalms 19, verse 1, it says, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows its handiwork." The Old Testament has a lot of passages that talk about the creation, and we're going to look at just a few of those. In Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 6, "You alone are the Lord. You made the heavens, even the highest heavens, and all their starry host, the earth and all that is in it, the seas and all that is in them. You give life to everything, and the multitudes of heaven worship you." And then in Jeremiah, it says that this is what the Lord says. "He who appoints the sun to shine by day, who decrees the moon and stars to shine by night, who stirs up the sea so that its waves roar, the Lord Almighty is his name." Jeremiah 31, 35. And then Psalm 33, verses 6 through 9. "By the word of the Lord the heavens were made, their starry host by the breath of his mouth. He gathers the waters of the sea into a heap. He puts the deep into storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the people of the world revere him. For he spoke, and it came to be. He commanded, and it stood firm. Of course, that's what we read in Genesis. God spoke, and it was there. Psalm 136, verses 4 through 9. To him who alone does great wonders, his love endures forever. Who by his understanding made the heavens, his love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters, his love endures forever. Who made the great lights, his love endures forever. To the sun to govern the day, his love endures forever. The moon and stars to govern the night, his love endures forever. All of that, chapter 136, mentions something, then it says, his love endures forever. It goes on and on. But those are the points that I want us to look at. Is God made the heavens, he made the stars, he made the sun, he made the moon. Did God do any other creation other than those 6 days? No. Everything was done in those 6 days. That means all the stars and the heavens were created in that first week of creation. God truly is the creator of everything. One argument that evolutionary scientists try to use to prove that the earth is old is starlight. As I mentioned, that's one of the things that they point to all the time. It says that the earth has to be old. It has to be old. Millions, billions of years old. Why? Because we can see back into space. Starlight that would have taken millions or billions of years to get the earth. And that's true. If God hadn't made him visible to us during that week of creation. The argument goes something like this. We understand that light travels at a speed slightly more than 186,000 miles per second. That's hard to comprehend. What, you know, 186,000 miles a second. That's fast. You know, the United States is getting ready. What was that? Blackbird SR-71, the spy airplane that they built probably back in the 50s. It's able to go out and just edge of space, probably the fastest aircraft that's ever been built. Well, they're getting ready to build another one, and this one's going to be close to 5 times the speed of sound, close to 4,000 miles an hour. That's moving along. That's nothing to 186,000 miles per second. Second, not 186,000 miles an hour, 186,000 miles per second. So when we talk about a light year, we've all heard about light years. That's the distance that light travels in 1 year, which comes to about 6 trillion miles. Again, a number that it's hard to comprehend, but it's a long distance. And so that's the reason that they calculate bodies in the universe as so many light years away. We can't do it in miles because that number would be so astronomical, there would be no way to even write that down. So we do it in light years. So we're talking about one light year, we're talking about 6 trillion miles. And yet we're able to see light from stars that are multiplied millions of light years away. So if it took 1 million years for that light to get here, then that would mean that the earth has got to be at least 1 million years old. Right? Well, from a scientific point of view, yes. But from the biblical view, no. How can this be if the earth is only 6,000 years old, as creationists suggest? How are we seeing light that took 1 million years to get here, or longer? Well, that's a good question. Today we can look out in space and see millions of light years to other stars, galaxies, and constellations. Space is just amazing to me. I remember, of course, as a little guy watching the Gemini mission. That just fascinated me. I remember in grade school, they'd take us down to the cafeteria. We had this little TV set. It was probably about that big. We'd all get there and look at that thing and watch them take off. John Glenn, February 20th, take off, orbit the Earth, first American to orbit the Earth. Russia had already done it. But it was fascinating to me. Still is. You look out in space and it just seems like it goes on forever. The Hubble telescope that was launched into Earth's orbit on April 24th, 1990, has provided us with beautiful pictures of our universe never before seen by mankind. It's hard to believe it's been that long when they launched that. It doesn't seem like it's been that long, but it's been quite a while. The Hubble telescope was named after astronomer Edwin Powell Hubble. He was born in 1889. He died in 1953. He made some of the most important discoveries in modern astronomy. Hubble revolutionized the field of astrophysics. His research helped prove that the universe is expanding. He created a classification system for galaxies that has been used for several decades. Do you know where he was born? He was born November 20th, 1889, in Marshfield, Missouri. Kind of amazing. Here's a picture of the Hubble telescope. Weighs about 27,000 pounds. It's about the length of two school buses. But with this, we can see things that mankind had never seen before. You know, we've got strong telescopes here on Earth, but there's a disadvantage. We have to look through what? The atmosphere. So they try to put them up on the highest mountains, and then they look at them at nighttime. We don't have any lights and stuff that's going to bother you. But still, you have to go through the atmosphere. The Hubble telescope has no atmosphere. It can see things that we hadn't seen before. It says its pinpoint accuracy can go down to, I think it was 200 miles. It could see the head of Lincoln on one of the coins. It can focus in that sharp. These are some pictures that it's taken out in space. And as you look at these, it's looking, I don't know how many light years away these things are, but it's a long ways. But notice all those stars that it can still see. Now, these are stars you and I are not going to see with our naked eye, but they're out there. Whatever that thing is. We're like some kind of clouds. And this is out in space. Some little galaxy there. It has some brighter stars close to it. And there's a whole bunch of little ones out in the background. And this one the same way. Full of stars. Have no idea how many stars are in the universe. More than you and I could count, for sure. These pictures give us a glimpse of the beautiful universe in which we live and that God created for us. Mankind in times past were not able to see the universe the way we see it today, but the technology that we have. You know, Galileo invented the telescope in about 1610, say 400 years ago. It opened up a whole new world. Up until that time, people had to see it with their naked eye. They knew it was big. They knew it was vast. But then Galileo comes along, and he could be able to see the rings on Saturn. He could see the moons of Neptune. Again, it opened up a whole new universe to us. We could see it. And then things like this telescope, Hubble, it's just amazing what they can see. Yet we're able to see the many stars in the sky at night that came from galaxies that are many millions of light years away. But again, how can that be if the Earth is only 6,000 years old? God was able to do this by creating the heavens and the earth and creating light from heavenly bodies already visible to Earth's inhabitants at the moment they were created. He didn't wait a million years or a billion years for those lights from those galaxies to get the Earth. When he spoke and the stars were in place, the light was here. So when scientists say that the Earth has to be millions or billions of years old for all that light to get to us, wrong. God caused the light to be here the moment he created them. Of course, they're not looking at a week of creation. They're looking at a big bang that took millions or billions of years for everything to form. So their perspective of the Earth, of life, the universe, is wrong. They don't give God the credit. Remember, the universe was created mature, full grown, ready to be used by Adam and Eve. Without such light, the night sky would have lacked patterns necessary to serve as signs, seasons, days, and years, specified so clearly as we read in Genesis chapter 1, verse 14. And mankind would have been unable to see God's glory and handiwork, as we read about in Psalms 19, verse 1. It says, from the beginning, mankind has seen God's glory. We see the glory that Adam and Eve saw. The stars, the heavenly bodies. We're just fortunate that we have the tools, the technology to even see them clearer than they ever thought of. We noted earlier that there are two ages to the universe. There is the literal age, which is about 6,000 years. But then there's the apparent age, the ones that scientists look at and say, well, it can't be 6,000 years. It's everything's too old. And like I said, one of their biggest theories is the starlight theory. They have to think of it in terms of a natural progression because they sure don't give God the glory and the credit for creating the universe, full-grown, mature, ready to go. The mighty redwood trees in California, though 2 minutes old, their literal age, if you looked at them 2 minutes after they were created, they looked to be hundreds of years old. Same thing with Adam and Eve. They may have actually been 2 minutes old, but they would have been, who knows, 60, 70 years old. The same can be said about starlight. How many have seen the North Star? We've talked about this before. Most of us have seen it at one time or another. Did you know the North Star is 434 light years away from Earth? 434 light years away from Earth. That means as the light you see tonight left the star 434 years ago, or 1584 AD. If the star burned out tonight, we on Earth wouldn't know about it for 434 years, 2,452. And who knows? It may have already burned out. We don't know it yet. But one of these days, it could just vanish. But that's how far away it is. That's how long it would have taken for the light from the North Star to get here, 434 years. Do you think Adam and Eve were able to see the North Star? I'd say yes. The light was already shining here on Earth when God created it. And so it was with all the other stars. God didn't make mankind wait millions of years, so we still wouldn't see the stars. He created them full grown, mature, useful for signs to show his glory. Yet Adam and Eve, when they were only 2 minutes old, wouldn't have been able to see the North Star, though it was 434 light years away. That is why the light from stars, suns, and galaxies that are millions of light years away can be seen on Earth today, though the Earth is only a few thousand years old. This concept is important to remember when dealing with scientific evidence that seems to show an old universe. If you were able to cut down one of the mighty red oak trees, again, the age would have showed it was hundreds of years old. And that's why the dating methods that scientists use to try to date the Earth and the universe are not reliable. They're making assumptions that all of this happened gradually. It didn't. It happened all at once. And again, what did God put into the rocks or the earth, the radioactivity that they're measuring? Again, when they measured it on that sixth day, it could have already shown that it was millions or billions of years old. We don't know. If scientists use their dating methods to determine the age of the earth or the universe 2 minutes after creation, what would it tell them? Would their methods be accurate and tell them they were only 2 minutes old? No, it wouldn't. It would give them measurements showing hundreds, thousands, millions, or billions of years, depending on what they measured, because God created everything fully grown and mature. So the dating methods used by scientists cannot be trusted much past a few thousand years. Something else that scientists fail to consider when trying to find the age of the earth is the global flood of Noah, especially when dealing with geology, rocks. Again, we're going to talk about that next lesson. The doctrine of apparent age not only explains many of the alleged evidences that evolutionists point to as proof that the earth is ancient, but is also entirely scriptural in its foundation. It also helps to answer many of the questions relating to the concept of a planet that looks to be of great age, but in reality is only a few thousand years old. And that's, again, one of the things that scientists really have trouble with. It can't be just a few thousand years old because all their evidence points to an old Earth. So don't be fooled by what evolutionary scientists tell you. The universe and the Earth are not billions of years old. True science and the Bible tells us that the universe and the Earth are young and are literally just a few thousand years old. So we've seen the Bible tell us that the earth is around 6,000 years old. Science methods, a lot of them show us that it can't be millions of years old. Again, the magnetic field only goes back about 10,000 years, or the earth couldn't exist. Population studies and so on. And the biggest obstacle that a lot of people have is the starlight. How can we see light that's millions of light years away? Because God put them here during that first week of creation. That's the end of this lesson. But we're going to end it there. We've got about 5 more minutes. So we will, anybody have any questions? Yes.
It's not a question. Billions and billions of years old. Mm-hmm. Well, he died the same day Guyon Woods died.
Oh, really?
So there's a couple of people that had a strong opinion about the age of the earth, and I have a hunch on who's going to be correct.
It's sad. It really is that people just refuse to believe the Bible, refuse to believe what God has to say. Just reject it flat out. They put all their faith and trust in science. Science is good. I like science. Again, I like to watch the science shows and so on. But they look at it from a completely different perspective than what we do. We know that God created everything. They don't give God credit at all. They just reject it. Does anybody have any questions about our next lesson? Of course, we're going to be talking about Noah and the flood. Anybody have any questions about that? You know, at the beginning of this series of lessons, I asked anybody, if you had any questions, come up to me, let me know. Well, I've had some people come up and ask questions. We've answered some of them in our different lessons. Some of you had questions about things and dealing with the flood and Noah, and we'll try to get to those. We will get to those, Lord willing. But anybody have any questions or comments about the flood, Noah? You know, it's probably, like everything else in the Bible, made fun of quite a bit. There's no way that that could have happened to those in the world. Yet it did. And it explains a lot, if you just allow it to kind of unfold. Today, if you watch Channel 3, they have those little questions that goes along with the weather. And one of the questions was, who came up with the idea or the theory that volcanoes cause the earth to cool? And the answer was Benjamin Franklin. The reason I bring that up, we'll talk about that during the flood of Noah. Volcanoes had a big part in shaping the earth at one time. So anyway, we will end this particular lesson. Next week, Lord willing, we'll start lesson number 9. We will begin to talk about the flood of Noah. Again, to me it's interesting. Of course, it's all interesting. But there's lots of questions that people have about that period of time. How did all the animals get on that ark? Or if we know what happened. Yes? I've thought about asking the teachers if they want to bring them in when we start talking about this. I've also looked at maybe cutting these lessons down a little bit and going through it a little quicker, maybe giving it to them at a later time. But if the teachers want to bring the kids in, that'd be great. Because our lesson next one's going to be the flood of Noah. And then it's going to be, what about the dinosaurs? And then we're going to talk about the wondrous universe. That last lesson is one that I've given before. We talked about how big the universe is. And we've also talked about how small things are in the universe. It goes from one extreme to the other. So those are our last three lessons. The flood of Noah, what about the dinosaurs? And in God's great universe. Yeah, we'll see if the teachers want to bring them in. If not, like I said, I may do this later just for them. But let's have a word of prayer and then we'll be dismissed. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this beautiful day that you've given us. We thank you for this universe that you've given us, life. We pray that we will study your word, that we will glean from it the things that you'd have us to learn. We know that you created everything. We know you had a plan and a purpose. We pray that we will listen to what you have to say, and we will be able to study and learn and be able to maybe convince others that you did create the world in 6 days. We pray now as we go our separate ways that you watch over us and protect us, and that we will come back again in the next appointed time. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.